46, still jacket weather. Then tomorrow, a warmer day with sunshine dominating, high in the upper 70s. We should be near 80 on Saturday, and most of the day will be dry. Can't rule out a stray shower, maybe in the afternoon, but scattered showers and thunderstorms become more likely Saturday night into part of the day Sunday before it turns dramatically cooler again. High temperature only 65, and the pollen count is still in the very high range right on through the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a woman was stabbed to death. Authorities say this happened in the 1100 block of Eastern Boulevard around 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. A suspect has been taken into custody and charges are pending. Former Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard wants the state Supreme Court to toss out his 2016 conviction on ethics charges. Hubbard's attorneys argued prosecutors stretched the intent of the ethics law. The Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals upheld 11 of the 12 counts of which he was convicted. And State Representative Dimitri Palizos died Wednesday morning after suffering a heart attack at his home Tuesday night. He was first elected to the District 74 seat in a special election in December of 2013. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Get ready for the Million Point Mania at Wind Creek Wetumpka because we've got millions of bonus points up for grabs. You can earn your entries now through Saturday, March 30th. Then come in every Saturday in March for a chance to win up to 1 million bonus points. It's the Million Point Mania, and it's only at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Find your winning moment.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
You could have hit more rim on that last layup. Anyway, 272-9228. I like how our break conversations carry over into the program. Sorry about that, guys. Just know that if you're 7-6 and your team doesn't win, I'm going to make fun of you. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. 9228. We'll get through this hour. We got an hour left of radio. I have way too much news and not enough time to get through it, but I want to take your phone calls as well because there's a lot of good information out there that you guys bring to the program. Even Boogers usually brings good information, though she was chastising
using
me.
Your hey, that's just that maternal side of her coming out.
And it is. It is. It happens.
I don't blame her.
It happens. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Dave.
Dave.
Hey. Baron, 84.
Hey, Dave. Chris. Dave.
Well, you got it right.
84.
Get his right name. His last name right too. Now is Mallory. Three L's.
Mallory.
There you go.
Hey, I was talking about the lady that came in and was okay with your children being taken hostage by gun-toting policemen.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. And then you started talking about pressure washing. I thought you were going over some obscure Reddit post.
No.
Yeah, have you ever seen that? The satisfying
pressure washing. Oh,
that's
trust me, yeah. That's a good one. I've spent days on it's pressure washing porn or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
The greatest subreddit of all time. They'll have the grimiest, nasty tile you've ever seen. They'll hit it with the pressure washer, and they'll do it on time lapse, and it's like the most beautiful mosaic you've ever seen under there.
Yeah, that's gorgeous. I mean, really, you can completely destroy about an hour of your life doing that, sure. Or more.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that you're talking about, I think this lady was an anti-vaxxer, one of those evil anti-vaxxer people.
Who was? The lady in the story?
The lady in the story, from what I understand, I think she was an anti-vaxxer, so maybe she's on the back side of the dock already.
As I said during the break, I said I'm going to use the phrase, they were probably known to law enforcement. Just one of those things.
So you had some nibby pediatrician here that was upset. You know why the pediatricians are so bananas about vaccination? You want me to let you in on a little secret?
They don't get paid for it.
Right. not only they don't get paid for that child, they don't get paid for all the other children either. They have to have a percentage of their practice vaccinated, or they don't get reimbursed at all. Yes, or if it drops below a certain percentage, they only get a percentage reimbursement. And so they're chaos about it. They're bananas about it for financial reasons. Self-pecuniary gain. Now tell me how that
should be unethical.
It's totally unethical. It's totally unethical because you should always do what's in the best interest of your individual child, right? Your individual patient.
Yeah.
What if all your patients are allergic to eggs and can't get vaccinated?
Hey, how about the people that get vaccines? How about people that get vaccines and they run about 105-degree fever and they fries their brain?
Yeah,
that
happens.
It happens. Yeah, and that's why they have a fund set up for it. I'm not one of those that just say do not, but I mean, you compare getting vaccinated in the 80s to now, these kids are getting stuck with everything from left and right. And you know, from whooping coughs to everything, I mean, you can load it up pretty quick.
Someone just texted me and said the state health department's been at my house twice the last 2 weeks with kids who have chicken pox. Chicken pox is now a reportable disease.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, because they want to prevent outbreaks, guys.
Here's my question for this person. How the hell does the state health department know your kid has chicken pox anyway? Why? You take your kid to the doctor for chicken? Why do you take your kids to the doctor so much?
I don't get that side of it.
My kids don't go. They go years in between doctor's visits. 3, 4, 5 years.
How about telling your doctor running your kid to the emergency room and then sitting there spreading whatever it is around and then probably not getting care for hours on end. That sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, take them home and where they can rest.
Yeah,
get wrapped up in blankets and feel good.
But like I said, you know, I go back to the Reddit thing and I'll let y'all go. Is that you go on
listen to Rage Against the Machine?
The Reddit stuff is these people, I mean, they will, the bashing of people that question vaccinations or are there any vaccines? And then you got some town that outlaw people from going in public places if you don't have your vaccine.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday, yeah. No, Reddit obviously has a pharmaceutical company that pays to infest that front page on a daily basis with vaccination stories. Because, I mean, it's 3, 4, 5 stories a day on the front page of Reddit every single day. Yeah. And all the comments are all exactly the same. And if you express any kind of doubt, you get immediately downvoted. It's bananas. Reddit has real problems. I enjoy it. I spend a lot of time on there, but it has real problems. Thanks for your questions.
Well, y'all have a great day.
It's the internet. I mean, the internet has problems.
When did chicken pox become a
not real
disease?
Life?
I don't know.
Guys.
That's just a rite of passage. I thought is you just get the chicken pox.
What kind of world are we becoming? What kind of wuss children are we raising?
Myself and my two brothers, we all had chicken pox at the same time. Well, Carney comes home from school with it and then infects me and Jamie, and look how well I turned out.
Was Carney exactly. up here the other day?
See, that's the thing that always gets me when people are like, I turned out okay. Like, this is a little bit of self-diagnosis, but maybe not.
Maybe the fever did affect my brain. Yeah,
I disagree.
Maybe people shouldn't be raised the way I was raised.
Keith.
Yeah, he's just talking about chicken pox there.
Yeah.
My daughter's 30 years old. She's going to a college here in Montgomery. I won't say the name of it. She's got to either prove she had chicken pox as a child or get a chicken pox vaccination before she can enroll.
At what age?
She's 30.
It's a little insane.
He's required to either prove he had chicken pox, which is impossible to do.
Can you file a religious exemption?
No, they won't let her into the school. It's a private college.
I bet they'll take an exemption.
I don't know. Is she going in there for health or for medical field?
Yeah.
Yeah. She can't enroll without chicken pox vaccination or proof of having it as a child.
How in the world would you prove that?
I have no idea.
Have a picture?
Hey, go find a picture on the internet of some young girl with chicken pox.
Get a red marker?
go find a picture of some young girl with chicken pox. Tape your daughter's face on top of it. At 30. Not like your daughter at 7. Tape your 30-year-old daughter's face and be like, there's me with chicken pox.
Who in the world takes their child to the doctor for chicken pox?
Nobody. I mean, it's chicken pox. How do you prove it? You take a picture, I guess.
Yeah. You gotta go get a vaccination.
Photoshop.
All right, my friend. Appreciate it. This world's gone bananas. John.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well.
Hey, I don't have any kids myself, but I've got nephews and nieces, and we used to have there was a kid that lived next door, and I'm kind of weary of the vaccinations myself because there was like a chance, I forget what it was called, what he got. It was some type of vaccination, but there was like so many odds of a chance that he would have an allergic reaction, and he did, and it put him in a wheelchair. Like, all of his movement from like everything down from his neck was like he lost, he had to like relearn to move his arms, legs, everything. And it was from a booster or a vaccination or something that he had gotten.
Yeah.
And you know, I can understand, you know, a lot of parents being weary of the vaccination.
I appreciate your call. Thank you. 272-9228. Guys, this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check out Cole Plumbing online at coleplumbing.com. You can also find them on Facebook. 40-plus years in the business. These guys know what they're doing. They have proprietary pipelining technology, so while the other plumbers are busy digging up all the streets in your neighborhood, all you have to do is call Cole Plumbing, and no one will even know they were there. Your yard still looks the same. They haven't knocked down any doors or windows or foundations or torn up your line going front. None of that. They get in, they get out. And they're happy, and they smile, and you're happy, and everything goes well. Call Plumbing, 279-8919, 279-8919. Check them out online, coleplumbing.com. When you have trouble with your bowl, hey,
call on Cole.
Call on Cole.
They're number one in the number two business.
We're like the Beastie Boys.
Do it like the Beastie Boys. Call on
Cole.
Word.
And talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm. Whether your concern is infant adoptions, foster adoptions, or foreign adoptions, the Adoption Law Firm exists to make the adoption process smooth and affordable. Contact my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm, 546-2009, or check him out online, theadoptionfirm.com. Again, my friend Sam McClure, 546-2009, or online, theadoptionfirm.com.
No representation made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
from our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Minutes after 11 o'clock, everyone in here has given up women for at least 20 years. From White Castle to the now. So this song we're just playing for fun of it. Actually, somebody requested a song off this album that I played the other day, so I played this one instead. That's the way that works. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Midtown Pizza Kitchen has that carbonara, that clingy, golden, creamy carbonara. It hugs the noodles. It forms a thin layer of deliciousness around each and every noodle. It's got that smoky, thick, chewy bacon on it. Oh, what a dish. What a dish.
You're making me hungry.
I'm starving to death again.
Protein bar wearing off.
That protein bar lasted 1 hour. Now I'm ready to kill a man. So anyway, get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, 2 locations. And if you're looking for a job, or you know somebody, a niece, nephew, child, neighbor, brother, sister, somebody looking for a job, wants to work in the kitchen at Midtown Pizza Kitchen between 1 and 4 every single day. Take a bath, take a pen, and go up there and apply. But don't do it during lunch or dinner. Go between 1 and 4 and enjoy yourself at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They have 2 locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, and the Zelda Boys location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Andrea.
Hi. Well, you know, y'all were talking about the chicken pox.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm in the Navy, and before I got deployed, I had the chicken pox really bad when I was a child. And the only way I can say to prove it is show the chickenpox scars, because they made me get a chickenpox shot, even though I had them severely.
Terrible.
And they even want me to get a measles one, and I had the measles when I was a baby.
Yeah, well, I don't understand all that.
All right, I appreciate it. It's a good uh-huh. call. Good call. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Our number 2729228. It is with much fear and trepidation I bring in my next guest.
Like, when have you ever been afraid of me? Well, maybe when you were little, but anyway.
When you were spanking my ass when I was 4 years old, I was terrified.
Well, I have a good chickenpox story, and I want to say it with the disclaimer that, remember, times were different back then. Oh. I was not a terrible mother, but.
I'll be the judge of that.
I mean, not for this reason.
Wow, you've never heard me and Barron's conversations about you, Joyce.
That is not true.
This isn't what makes you a terrible mom. Don't worry.
But on a Friday, I got a call at work that Barron was running a fever, so you have to pick him up, like, right away. So I worked out of town, so my mom went and got him, and I came home, and I suspected that he was starting to get the chicken pox because he'd been exposed a couple weeks earlier. But we had tickets for Sesame Street on Ice that night. I was taking Casey and him to see it, and I was going with, I think that's who you got exposed with. I think Cindy Penlum was with me. But anyway, so I had to make the decision. Do I take him? Do we stay home? But you were so excited, so I took you. And you sat in the middle of a bunch of kids. I had no idea who they were. The next morning, you broke out on every single space in your body with chicken pox.
A third of Market Square Arena came down with it the next day.
That's right.
Barron started an epidemic.
I was just going to say, all those children are dead.
It was 2 weeks later. And in fact, I even took you like into the ladies' bathroom.
Yeah, well.
To the bathroom. All the little girls in there probably were exposed too.
Oh,
because you
were
4 years old.
They were exposed to the disease.
Exposed to the disease.
Oh,
easy, killer.
Whoa.
I was a young man at the time.
Well, and then so the next week, my mom stayed home for work for like 2 or 3 days and kept you, and I stayed home for work a couple days so that you know, to keep you. Did you remember, Barron, your eardrum rupture? It was awful. You probably don't remember. You had chicken pox everywhere, between your fingers, under your tongue. I mean, you were covered.
And for that reason, you killed half of Indiana.
People do not die of chicken pox.
I'm just giving Barron a hard time. Not even you.
I'm just saying, somebody's at the door. I'm just saying that I was not a bad mother. Hey, you guys, someone's at the door. Can you hear my dogs barking?
Killer dogs. Love you too, Ma. 2729228 if you want to get in.
Hey, can I clip that out and use that as my proof if I ever have to go into school somewhere?
Possibly. If she signs an affidavit, I suppose.
No, I'll authenticate it. I recognize that voice. That's my mother. She's telling a story, clearly. I'm gonna use that. I'm going to clip that.
She might have made it up, though. Like, half your stories that you just make up. She might have been making that up.
But they're made up for effect.
Well, then that makes it okay.
25 minutes after 11 o'clock, our number 2729228 if you want to get in. Okay, I didn't realize that story was going to kick off quite so much discussion.
That's a list topic right there when you get into vaccines and fevers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll talk vaccines all day. I don't want to put that on the list.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it shouldn't be. I'm saying it will completely dominate.
It'll derail.
Oh, yeah.
People definitely have feelings about it.
Yeah. Who's this?
JR.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, before you insult me now, I hadn't been in the truck, so I don't know what you've been talking about. But can I ask you about what Rand Paul said on the news this morning?
I'm just going to ease away from the microphone. Now I'm going to be over here in the corner.
What?
I got nothing. It's your show.
Why would you think I'm going to insult you? I'm not going to insult you. I'm going to chastise you and encourage you to call back on Fridays when you're listening. If you're not listening. If you're not listening, Friday's the day. Like tomorrow. It's just, I mean, what we're talking.
Just one day.
21 and a half hours from now. 21 and a half hours from now. 2729228 if you want to get in. Who is this?
Hey, this is no lie. That was the Jehovah's Witnesses at my door.
And what did you tell them?
I told him I was on an important phone call. So I didn't get
to hear.
I always
tell him I'm about to get a blood transfusion. I'll be right back.
Okay. No, I didn't get to hear what you said after I
got
Hold on.
I got to go in the kitchen and get a blood transfusion. You need one?
Okay.
We're having a birthday party, too.
Hey, I didn't hear what you said after my phone call. So what happened? What happened? What did you say? What did I say?
I said, I love you, too, and I hung up.
Oh,
that
no.
was it.
But then I came back in and you said, well, she might have been making that story up.
Oh, no, so I'm going to use
now,
it.
Now, that was me that said that, Joyce.
I'm going to clip that out, and I'm going to use it as authentication if
he ever needs to go on a boat when he enlists in the Navy.
Right. If I ever need to go into the Navy, I can say, listen, my mom would not lie about me having the chicken pox.
Because, you know, you got 500 people in an enclosed area, and, you know, you shouldn't worry about
All you
got to
do is count
maybe,
the dead bodies.
You know, maybe having chicken
pox. Count the dead bodies.
Just go look 2 weeks after Disney on Ice at Marcus Square Arena in 1984.
Sesame Street.
Okay, well, whatever. But 2 weeks later, everyone in Indiana died.
Yeah, they're all dead.
Oh, my gosh. No, yeah. I don't think so. Only everyone under the age of 12.
Right.
It was like Passover, you know. They didn't have a thing on their door, so they're all dead. What can I say?
Good Lord.
We are on the air, are we?
Yeah, we're on the air. What do you mean we're not on the air? You called a radio show. What do you expect?
Are we on the air?
Yes! How are we just talking to all these people?
Oh, my God. I thought you just, like, were answering to see who I was.
It's 27 after. How long have you been listening to this show? That's in the middle of a segment.
Oh, I know, but you sometimes say, who is this, and then you, like, get
well,
back.
Sometimes. Not in the middle of a segment. Sometimes I just bring you in.
I got to go ride my bike.
Uh-huh. You sure do. Shame on you for your bad Passover joke.
No.
I thought it was pretty good Passover, Roy.
It's like having me. Okay, all right. Okay, this is worse than having me on speakerphone. This is having me on radio phone.
Well, you know, it's just speakerphone with thousands of people.
Nobody's listening, Joyce. Don't worry about
Only
it.
Only everybody.
Okay, guys.
Hey, Ma. Ma?
Yeah.
Who listens?
Yeah, Baron, I also said...
No, Ma. Who listens?
Everybody.
No.
Everybody.
Oh,
Baron.
5 years on the radio and my life is a total failure.
Come on, Mom.
Everybody. Okay, everybody.
There it is.
Hey, Baron, I've been said like witnesses were at my front door. See, that you shouldn't have let me say that.
Why? The audience knows are terrible.
Do you think you're the only person the JWs have ever showed up at the front door?
Okay.
Remember, next time I'm heading into the kitchen to get a blood transfusion. Would you like one?
Okay, that sounds great. Perfect. I'll remember that. All right.
Thanks.
And I'll show them, I'll like pull my sleeve up like I'm getting really ready to do it.
They might just think you're a heroin addict if you just pull your sleeve up.
Good point.
Just go smacking that inner elbow. Come on, guys. Come on in. You like to party?
All right. I love you.
Love
bye.
You too, bye. 272-9228 if
that
you
was a lively segment.
I'm just glad you didn't have to dump your own mother.
I think she should call back more.
Hey, I'm surprised I didn't. She didn't know she was on air.
Call her the year.
I love my mom.
She's awesome.
All right, guys. All right. Well, that's what you get. 272-9228 if you want to get in. We'll be back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores. Entertaining audiences for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's the Commodores. Live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. The Commodores.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. We have a warming trend underway after a cool start. Look for sunshine and a nice recovery today, up to about 73 for a high. Mostly clear, not quite as cold tonight. Overnight low temperature 46, still jacket weather. Then tomorrow, a warmer day with sunshine dominating, high in the upper 70s. We should be near 80 on Saturday, and most of the day will be dry. Can't rule out a stray shower, maybe in the afternoon, but scattered showers and thunderstorms become more likely Saturday night into part of the day Sunday before it turns dramatically cooler again. High temperature only 65, and the pollen count is still in the very high range right on through the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me.
I think I told you guys the trivia about Bobby Caldwell, didn't I?
Yeah, he's white.
He's white!
I came back to let you know.
The most soulful white singer of all time.
Got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
All right, you want to get in 272-9228. My man over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, Tom Latham, is doing it right. 284-9292 is how you get in touch with him. 284-9292. Does it the right way. 25 plus years in the business. Just keeps his head, you know, his hard hat on and his blue collar up and just gets the job done right. The guy knows what the hell he's doing. If it's concrete, it's Tom Latham. It's Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Foundations, piers, what have you. You're more than welcome to ask him about anything in the world dealing with concrete. You know what I want to do? I don't know if he can do this. What I want to do?
I want concrete counters. I went to a place one time. They had concrete countertops.
Countertops, yeah.
Oh, man.
I bet
cool.
you he can.
I'm sure he probably can. I've just never asked him about it. But I got to get that patio redone. And he does patios. And when he does it, what I'm going to do is, instead of getting a new grill, I'm going to have him go ahead and work it in like an outdoor kitchen
mm-hmm.
type thing out there. The patio, the grill. Go ahead and get the roof line extended a little bit. Screen that bad boy in. Get some heating and air conditioning systems out there. It's going to be like an extra room in the house, but it's going to be outdoors in the elements. We spend so much time outside anyway, so might as well do it in comfort and luxury. And
you'll have to fill in the swimming hole.
Yeah, we got one of those. But that's the reason we're extending the patio anyway, is because of where that kids dig right there. Anyway, Tom Latham, Penny Iron Concrete. Check him out on Facebook. Got a great, great Facebook page. As well. 23 minutes now to the top of the hour. Dabe Mallory, 84. And now, the inimitable, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, the very handsome.
Joey.
Well, it takes a handsome man to know one.
Well, Joey, are you hitting on
me? I mean, that's not true at all, but I like saying it.
Is this grown and sexy radio all of a sudden?
Yeah, we're getting up close to those mics and
Amen.
Talking softly.
Would y'all like Dave and I to leave the room?
Did you notice?
How about you guys stay here and Joey and I?
Did you notice the lights dim?
How about you guys stay here and we'll go into the Jquarium over
Is there a way to create a universal dimmer switch? Because that would be useful.
For all lights everywhere in the world?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Is this Thanos?
Yeah.
Snap your fingers and it's grown and sexy
baby.
All over the world?
Power.
Talk about power. Our number 272922. Man, I got so much news. Cardi B is defending an old video about drugging and robbing men.
I didn't expect you to go that way. There's so much news. Cardi B.
Listen. I'm disappointed because Bill Cosby's life was ruined.
So trash person exposed as garbage. News at 11.
Yeah, but I mean, Bill Cosby was trash. He was exposed as garbage and he's going to prison.
No, he's in prison.
Or he's in prison. Why is this woman not in prison? She's admitting she drugged and robbed men. Or at least why is she not kicked out of polite society?
I don't know that she's part of polite society, but... I mean, I don't know that she's getting invited to many state dinners or anything, you know.
Well, Roseanne got kicked off of a TV show for a bad joke on Twitter.
On Twitter.
This woman is still selling records. Speaking of, how did old Jussie Smollett end up on primetime TV still, faking a hate crime, getting caught, facing 16 felonies, and Roseanne Barr tweeted a bad joke about Valerie Jarrett, and she's the one off TV?
Yep.
It's unreal.
And I loved her answer. I thought the bitch was white.
She did say that.
She did. She kind of looks white.
I thought she was Jewish.
Dying CNN lost almost 30% of their primetime audience after the Mueller memo comes out, after the Barr memo or the Mueller report comes out. And Rachel Maddow loses 500,000 viewers the next night.
Mm.
Guys.
Wait, so are these people that bought into their shtick or were just like watching it every night thinking that the report would come out?
No, these were people who bought into it.
They're embittered because it came out a different way?
Well, I mean, they've been lied to this whole time. Why are they going to tune back in?
I mean, I guess. Why were you watching in the first place?
Amen.
Any of it.
Well, hope porn
is
what, you know, what it is.
Any of it.
Well, and then Alan Dershowitz had a fantastic op-ed on The Hill where he was talking about how CNN essentially banned him after a few months. And, I mean, he took him to task in the op-ed. You could say that. It's like, oh, back it up, Alan. He backs it up pretty well. And he said they would have on your occasional Trump person to give that side of the story, but they didn't want him, a guy who supported Hillary Clinton, giving a clear, concise case that contradicted other Democrats on the network. And
They didn't want a lawyer to talk the law?
Right, exactly.
Seems about right.
And I guess the idea is we want to be the anti-Trump network. That's our brand. You can trust us to give you news that'll play into that idea.
Guess what? Nothing's changed. They're still going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've already said it's not the Mueller. It's not the Mueller report. It's the Barr memo.
Not
the report. It's the memo. Baron, can you it's not possible to summarize a 300-page report in 4 pages. Not possible.
Sure it is.
It's the memo.
I could do it in 1 page.
It's the memo.
I could do it in 1. I could do it in 2 words.
No.
No collusion.
I don't even need four damn pages. That's too much. No collusion. That's what he should have. That would have been the ultimate master troll job.
That would have been the greatest power move ever.
If he'd have put
just straight up
Bob Barr memo on Mueller report. No, no collusion. And you turn it over, you're like, where's the rest of the memo?
Oh, you do it with one word. Wrong.
Yeah. He should have released it electronically with a GIF of wrong.
Wrong. He should have put it on Twitter. Nothing. No collusion and then had a wrong. Wrong.
Nothing is better than the wrong GIF.
You were fake news. Sit down. Sit down.
You are fake news.
Dying audience. 30%. And CNN didn't have much of an audience anyway. Yeah, I think our radio show reaches more people.
That's a beat down right there.
Our radio show reaches more people who are not in airports than CNN does. CNN reaches more people, admittedly, because they're in airports. But if they weren't, we would win that battle.
I'm just saying that maybe Ted Turner was onto something. You know, maybe he like grew up or you know, like lived in Atlanta and all that, and he knew that there's no graft like airport graft.
Let me tell you. Golly, that's a lot of airports out there, and every damn one of them has CNN on.
And most emergency rooms. Which may be why the woman did not want to take her child to the emergency room.
Probably right.
No, the one with the fever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You give crazy me fever. Story. I should have come out to you. Give me fever. Think about that. Mike Hubbard's lawyers asked the Supreme Court to overturn, quote, legally baseless conviction. They filed their 72-page appeal brief yesterday with the Alabama Supreme Court, asking the court to overturn what they term a legally baseless conviction. They wrote that prosecutors expanded the scope of the ethics law beyond what the statute says is illegal conduct. They did make one argument that I kind of like, and I thought it was dangerous when the Court of Criminal Appeals did it. The Court of Criminal Appeals upheld all but one of the counts, so he now has 11 counts.
Right.
And in their opinion, they said that we're going to hold him guilty, but the legislature needs to come back and accurately define what a principle is. You know what we do with unclear laws, ambiguous laws? We don't enforce them. Mm. Ambiguous criminal laws don't get enforced. So if you don't know what a principle is, you can't be convicted of violating a law that depends on whether or not the person was a principal. If that was an element, you don't know what it is, how did you violate it? You know, if it's not clear, it's not clear. And they're not
using the "I wrote the laws, I should know the loopholes" defense.
I have never thought about that. That's you want legislative history? Let me testify. I am the legislative history. Fox News's Judge Napolitano says there's more there. There's something there in conspiracy on the Mueller report. Andrew Napolitano is an anti-Trump hating whore. I don't know why he became this way.
Oh my.
But he's just become awful. Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano warned Fox viewers Wednesday that the still unseen report from special counsel Robert Mueller likely contains evidence pointing to conspiracy and obstruction that Democrats will be able to seize on in the coming months and into the 2020 presidential election. Well, with friends like these, who needs MSNBC with Fox News like these?
Seriously.
When he's spewing all that anti-Trump rhetoric, when does he have time for whoring?
No, he's just an anti-Trump whore.
Oh, well. I thought he was a gigolo at his part-time. I'm not that interested anymore.
That same kind of whore. I'm talking about globalist corporatist whore. He's the worst of the globalist corporatist whores. You know who's not? Bo Goodson. That ought to be his tagline. Not a globalist corporatist whore.
Yeah, I'm probably not.
He's not. 551.
No, I'm saying probably not. Go with the tagline.
Oh, come on. 551-0225. 551-0225. Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group. On the web, thegoodsongroup.com. Very, very talented staff. Very talented staff. Joey, you like this?
This is one of the first songs I learned to play on guitar.
It's a very fine song. I remember Zach Jones teaching me how to play this song when I was like in sixth grade. And I wasn't as good as he was, and it made me sad.
So you smashed the guitar over his head?
Well, I slit his throat.
No, yeah, same thing.
He infected him with chicken pox.
He took him to Sesame Street on ice.
And he's dead now.
In my time machine.
Beware if Baron ever asks you to go to Sesame Street on ice.
551-0225. 551-0225. TheGoodsonGroup.com. TheGoodsonGroup.com. Go there for all your real estate needs. If you have any real estate need at all, think about the Goodson Group. Call them 551-0225. And if you want to go to real estate school, talk to them about it. It's really, really fancy. It's fancy pants. Get you a new career.
Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group. GoodsonGroup.com. TheGoodsonGroup.com. 14 till.
Oh, darling, 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 walk a while with me. Oh, you got so much, so much, so much.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete. And only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band, August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
She's no lady, she's no wife.
The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett.
Here I am. Yes, it's me.
Tickets on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, go check out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. Now, I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure that my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we. And we rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technology.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Top of the hour. I have Dave Mallory. I've got 84. Joey has joined us. And I have access to the greatest pet store in the history of mankind for pet foods, accessories, grooming, and more. That is 4 Healthy Pets on the Atlanta Highway, right where Fulton University is. If you look into Fulton University's main entryway and you look up the hill to the left, that's where you'll find 4 Healthy Pets. 4HealthyPetsOnline.com is where you'll find them on the interwebs. 4 Healthy Pets. Guys, listen, my dog was not feeling well when I first got her. And then I started doing what I think everybody does. You go into the pet store and you pick a, you know, mid-range food or whatever at one of these big box stores. You don't get the cheapest food. You don't get the, kind of just get one of the middle grain foods. And she wasn't feeling well. She didn't really do well. So I took her over to 4 Healthy Pets and they said, what have you been feeding? Oh, no. Come over here. Let me show you how to feed your pet. And I got on. They can teach you how to rotate proteins and all the good things they do over there. 4 Healthy Pets online. 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. But go in there, talk to Teresa, talk to Amber, talk to the folks over there. You will absolutely fall in love with those people. I'm telling you.
That is absolutely what's going to happen. All right. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Saudi Arabia's Aramco buying 70% of SABIC in a $70 billion cash deal.
Oh.
SABIC, the only reason this is relevant is because they have that plastics plant just west of Montgomery. You know what they make over there?
Plastic.
Hard plastic.
Oh.
You know one of the components of the hard plastic?
Oil.
Phosgene gas.
Ooh.
Phosgene
gas. That's some bad stuff, man.
Yeah. You know there's enough phosgene gas in that place just west of Montgomery to like melt everyone here's face off?
Sweet.
So it's a volatile chemical?
It's a chemical weapon. It's what they used in World War I.
Oh, my.
It's nasty.
But, hey, it makes hard plastic.
It, so does, it does make hard plastic.
They have good security, we hope.
I don't know. I remember, because I used to drive to Selma all the time.
Yeah.
And they used to say GE Plastics. And I thought, you know, GE, globalist, corporatist, whores, but at least they're American. I didn't say that at the time. This would have been like 2006, 7, 8, right in there. But I thought, you know, like globalist, corporatist, whores, at least they're American. They're not going to melt our faces off. I'm driving in there one day, and all of a sudden I look up in the sign. They're taking down the sign. I was like, huh, I wonder what sign they're putting up. And I drive back that evening, and I look back, and it's like in Arabic. And I'm like, okay. Interesting selection to control all the phosgene gas needed to melt our faces off. Kind of scared me a little bit, I'll be honest with you.
Get out that rug and get on your knees. All right.
Or we'll melt your faces and everybody else in the city. Anyway, it's a complex deal. It's going to end up with a cash injection to Saudi Prince bin Salman. So I think it works out. It's really just a shift in assets. But they're estimating in this article that I was reading that they might be worth up to $10 trillion, the Saudi family.
Gosh almighty.
I don't even know what I would do. I mean,
yeah, I mean that's just not even real. You know what I mean? Like, that's like a made up number almost.
$10 trillion.
$10 trillion.
Facebook is banning all praise of white nationalism and white separatism. Is this a problem?
No.
Is this something that happens a lot?
Not in my world.
I've never seen someone praising white nationalism and white separatism on Facebook, and I read a lot of Facebook. I got a lot of weird friends. I do. I mean,
I do too.
Look around the room.
Right. I hear you.
Dave?
I'm not.
Joey?
I'm never.
Clay?
I promise you, I've never posted anything promoting white nationalism.
I've posted anything that level. I've just never knew this was a problem. Facebook has announced it will ban all content relating to white nationalism and white separatism from its platform. The nature of that content that will be banned raises some free speech concerns. Facebook's hate speech already forbids any content praising or promoting white supremacy. The company has until now drawn a distinction between this content and white nationalism or white separatism.
Right.
So no white supremacy, no white nationalism, no white separatism.
Yeah.
No ISIS propaganda, I'm assuming.
No. That's good. That's good. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. It's here to stay.
Okay. No snuff films, then.
No, snuff films are definitely going to be on Facebook.
Well, I mean, if they're ISIS snuff films of them, you know, just like...
Yeah, it can't be a white nationalist.
Obliterating villages or something.
That's news. I mean...
Here is the way it reads. Going forward, the company announced in a blog post on Wednesday, while people will still be able to demonstrate pride in their ethnic heritage...
God.
We will not tolerate praise or support for white nationalism and separatism. I don't know if black nationalism and separatism is going to be allowed. I don't know if Asian nationalism and separatism is going to be allowed. Because if so, like China and Tokyo are screwed. Because that's basically all there. But I mean, you're allowed to do white ethnic heritage pride, I guess?
So I can post photos of my proud Polish kielbasa and pierogies.
You can post a picture of yourself blotto on St. Patrick's Day.
What about Civil War reenactment?
I think you're going too far.
You mean
there.
Cosplay?
You're right.
Cosplay. white nationalism and white separatism are hazy concepts. Facebook initially considered them in the same category as Basque separatism in Spain, the Zionist movement, or Malcolm X-style black separatism. However, the latest decision seems to place explicitly white movements into their own category.
Right.
Phrases like, I am a proud white nationalist and immigration is tearing this country apart, white separatism is the only answer, will now be banned, the company told Motherboard.
Oh.
Less explicit and coded references.
I'm glad they defined it for us.
Less explicit and coded references will be removed on a case-by-case basis.
Why only whites, though? Why don't they say all nationalism, all separatism? That's what I don't understand. If it's bad when white people do it, it's bad when black people do it, right?
Yes.
I mean, generally speaking, what's good for the... Didn't Martin Luther King have a whole speech about that in front of the Lincoln Memorial?
Did you know that one of the founders of the neo-Nazi movement and all that in the 60s actually tried to align himself with the black Muslims because of that? Because they they both had the same goal, which was separatism.
Oh, keep people in their own neighborhoods. I did not know that.
Well, it was like keep people like out of the same countries, but you know.
That's a whole other level of separatism right there.
Well, that's what Malcolm X... That's what they advocated for. Well, that's what Elijah Muhammad advocated for. Malcolm X...
To have black people have their own country?
The reason that Malcolm X was killed was because
they had their own countries?
Got out of that. Well, but he meant like black Americans. Let's not, you know, you can parse this a lot of ways, but well, I'm just telling you that...
I just am curious.
Yes, they should all be banned if one of them
is
banned.
I mean, if white nationalism is bad, black nationalism is bad. I just got to believe that. If white separatism is bad, black separatism is bad. I have to believe that because I am not racist. And I think if one is racist, then they're all racist, but that's just me. I'm old school, people. I'm old school. U.S. approved secret nuclear power work for Saudi Arabia. Oh, guess who approved this, by the way?
Who? Jared Kushner.
Rick Perry.
Oh.
Who's head of the Department of Energy. That's the only reason I printed this story.
The department that he wanted to
the
do away with.
The department he wanted to do away with when he wanted to
become president.
He's now the head of it.
Oops.
Yeah. I mean, I really did expect this guy when he got the job to submit a plan to end it. Since he ran for president on one of his planks of his platform was doing away with the Department of Energy.
That's also because he kind of had the entire reason for the department existing wrong.
Well, don't they control America's nuclear stockpiles?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. He did not know that.
Well.
At the time. Now he knows it, and now he's approving deals for the Saudis.
I still think, again, master troll job.
I agree.
Thank you for the appointment, Mr. President. Here's my plan to do away with the department. I'll be resigning tomorrow. Who's this?
Hey, fellas. Hey, going back to the Facebook thing, I know you probably don't see it. I mean, because you ain't gonna see it. But if you slick enough to get into the 111% groups and then go on a little deeper, I don't know if that's what Facebook talking about. Because I don't. The ones that you have to join, I guess they're gonna do away with them too. The ones that you just can't see openly, is doing away with all of them?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's the question I was asking, because you can see some pretty nasty stuff both ways. I mean, but you got to ask, and can you join? And sometimes you
private,
make it in.
Private group.
Sometimes you don't. Yeah, that's why I wonder if they're going to go away with them, too, because that's the kind of ones that you don't see, but it does go on. Some of that stuff does go on both sides, though. Some people, you know, got some nasty thoughts about each other, so it is what it is.
I got to run. I got a very interesting show. Thank you. I appreciate it. 272-922. Randall, I got to get out of here. Dan Moore's show started.
They're throwing us out of the studio. Oh, my God, the SWAT team's here. We didn't vaccinate our kid.
Two shot in South Montgomery neighborhood while we were on the air.
Oh, great.
We all have alibis. Well, three of us have alibis. I noticed Joey came in late huffing and puffing.
Wiping fingerprints off something.
Where were you this morning?
Don't cross me.
Were you in the?
Don't cross.
Were you in the 6,000?